Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard. William S. Hubbard is the name of the book, Achieving Performance Results. Bill's been hanging out with us now for 22 years. He joined me for the first time back then. Bill, thanks again for 22 great years, even though there was a break in the middle there somewhere when you ran off the rails and abandoned me for a while. Bill is one of the top HR experts on the planet, folks, and we've benefited from his guidance and wisdom and experience for many years. Bill, we're talking about the virtual workplace, but I also want you to blend in that, because that's what your new book's all about, Achieving Performance Results in the Virtual Workplace. But we have these different generations now, and you probably got some people who were older, like me, who don't understand the virtual part of working, and they're employing younger people who don't understand why they can't stay home for 2 days a week or whatever. What do you think?
Well, there are digital natives, and there are digital visitors.
And digital aliens.
Okay, that one more step to that. And I'm one of those, a digital visitor. That I use the computer, I use the systems, but I still have a significant comfort level with what's on a piece of paper in front
of me.
Analog. Whereas the digital natives do everything on screen through one of their multiple devices, and they live that way, and they communicate that way, and they view their self-image in that regard.
Well, and I see older people, and I say older, I'm talking about, the baby boomer generations. I see that group being a little impatient with the young people who always want to see it on the screen, and I see the young people being impatient with the hello boomers who don't always want to see it on the screen. There's got to be a way of finding some kind of middle ground there, right? I mean, there's a lot of intolerance going on in the workplace, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, there is a certain amount of that, and it's just difficult to kind of transition. My grandson, who was on the other side of that spectrum where he's a digital native, he brought up to me a little historical ditty, I'll call it, that was a complaint between generations about 100 years ago where they're talking about kids not working with the chalkboard as opposed to other kinds of communication.
Right.
So similar issue 100 years ago,
and
a generational kind of a difference. But that's part of how we always are going to interact. There's always going to be change. The common element is people. Well, one example is in terms of how we transition this to the workplace is where we used to have a meeting or a committee meeting of some kind. Like I used to run a safety committee. And now, instead of everybody sitting across the table from each other, they're going to be interacting through the computer, through the telephone, through Skype, through an audio-visual communication kind of a system. And so all of these electronical components are now connecting us, whereas before we sat across from each other face-to-face.
My suggestion
is to try to draw from both of these elements as we work together.
Well, the good news is technology is allowing you and me to employ people and not lose them when they have a child or some other family obligation that would help them to be able to work from home for a day or two a week. Technology allows us to do that. 25, 30 years ago, they would have had to have quit. And now we can keep those people, which we don't need to lose them. We need to keep them. It's allowing for that. But sometimes the generational differences causes us not to be as tolerant of each other in those ways as we should. And it's one of the things that I've tried to talk about, Bill, is the three, I call it three different kinds of schools. There's old school, there's new school, But something that people don't talk about much these days, which I'm trying to encourage them to do, is talk about what I call the school. Old school, new school, we all know what that means. But the school are things that haven't changed for 1,000 years that are still relevant in our workplace. And we need, like respect, like tolerance. That's not old school or new school. That's the school. What do you think?
I would agree. And that's part of that's just good basic communication. And more interaction with face-to-face and dealing with people. One of the things that I learned from my consulting experience, when we talked before, I was a human resources consultant.
Yeah.
And I learned or I landed in that job because I got laid off from my HR manager job because of a merger. Mm-hmm. And so then I had to learn how to sell.
Right.
And learning how to sell, you really get that face-to-face interaction with people, and you deal with rejection, and you move on, and you move past that. And pretty soon, you recognize they're not rejecting me as a person. They're just rejecting whatever the issue is at this point in time. They don't need it, and no means no. So I accept that, and I move on to the next one, and move on to the next one. And just you just keep plodding along, in a sense. At least that was my style, was I just keep plodding along.
Yeah.
And one guy told me, you're like a dog with a bone. You never give up.
What you got to do. Hey, Bill, I need to wrap it up. I need your website. Tell us how we can find the book, please.
The book is, I have an author page on Amazon. I have a website that is a WordPress blog. It's Drawing a Line, and then there's a sequence of numbers with that. But if you search Drawing a Line in Hubbard, that'll get you to my website there.
HUBBARTT.
Yes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.